I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. There are lots of ways to gauge the economy: employment rates, productivity figures, consumer confidence. The signs often conflict. But one part of the economy is almost always up: the housing market. Great news for sellers and for real estate agents, who typically collect commissions of as much as 6% of the sales price. That, says Slate writer Douglas Gantenbein, is no longer necessary. The internet should save us from these steep fees, as Doug explained to Day to Day's Noah Adams.
Douglas Gantenbein, you point out in your article that both the buyer's agents and the seller's agents have interests that could in fact be different from those of the buyers and sellers themselves. Tell us what you're talking about there.
Theoretically, that's exactly the case. If you're selling a home, for example, your agent wants you to sell as quickly as possible, and that usually means a lower price than you might like. And that may not make much difference to their commission if you knock, say, $25,000 off the price of the house early on, making a faster sale. But it can take a huge chunk out of your equity. If you're selling a home for $400,000 and half of that is equity, if you lower the price by $25,000, you really cut down your take on the home. From the buyer's standpoint, the buyer's agent knows there's going to be a sale of some sort, or knows that with reasonable certainty, and they're interested in a higher price. While it's probably true that you wouldn't find real estate agents pushing for a higher price for their seller, certainly their economic interests lie in the highest possible price.
Okay, let's decide that you want to do it on the internet. Where do you go, and how can you find something to help?
You can find information about many homes on different realtors' websites. But what you're seeing nowadays is a web-driven agency model, which tries to really use the internet as a way to increase their volume, sales volume, make agents more efficient, their own agents, and thereby lower costs. When you hire a real estate agent to put a sign in front of your house, when you get in an agent's car to look at homes, they are basically renting you information in exchange for the commission. And that information should be widely available. You should be able to easily place your home on a listing service if you're a seller without going through an agent. You could just pay a flat fee, for example, of $100, and just as you do on eBay, upload photographs of the place and information about it. And as a buyer, you should know when and where houses are going on the market the minute they hit the listing services.
And eventually, I guess if you get enough information, you could possibly go all the way through the process yourself and save the commission.
You could, and I think you should be able to. Not to suggest that there's not a need for a third-party entity in a home transaction because of the dollar amounts involved, but certainly in this day and age, you have escrow companies who are the third-party holder for the funds as they move from buyer to seller. Most people these days use a home inspector to look for structural flaws, and there are many attorneys who, for a flat fee, will take care of the paperwork as well. The offer sheets and so on are usually easily downloaded from the internet. So in many cases, people will already be using these services, as well as a real estate agent. And the agent is the person who tends to get the biggest chunk of cash from this. As I say in the article, putting together a will is a complex process as well, but an attorney does not ask for 6% of your net wealth before doing it.
You'll find Douglas Gantenbein's article on real estate agents and their fees at slate.com. He joined us from member station KUOW in Seattle. Thanks, Mr. Gantenbein, for talking with us.
It was my pleasure.
And that interview by NPR's Noah Adams.